A Time of Troubles and the First Romanovs, 1584 to 1613. The 30-year period which followed Ivan the Terrible's death is known as the Time of Troubles, a chaotic time featuring conspiracy plots, murdered princes risen from the dead, famine, crop failure, and a well-meaning but not quite effective regent, Boris Godunov. Sensing an opportunity in this chaotic situation, the Catholic Polish-Lithuanians invaded Russia under the leadership of a charlatan claiming to be the murdered son of Ivan the Terrible, Prince Dmitry, or the first false Dmitry, as historians call him. Minin and Pozharsky. This is one of a series of moments in Russian history when things could have easily gone the other way. Russians could all be saying the rosary and celebrating Christmas before New Year's instead of after, had Prince Dmitry Pozharsky not combined forces with a Muscovite butcher named Kuzma Minin, not raised an army in 1612 and united the Russian people against their common foreign enemy. For their trouble, Minin and Pozharsky got a hideous statue of themselves in Red Square, which ruins every single picture of St. Basil's Cathedral. In 2005, they were made the heroes of a hastily rebranded national holiday when November 7th went from Revolution Day to the Day of Unity and Accord. Following the rout of the false Dmitry, and in one of the few instances of something resembling democracy in Russian history, the boyars convened the Zemsky Sabor, or the Assembly of the Land, an urban medieval-era council to elect a new czar. Their choice, like that of Eastern Orthodoxy, may have been a foregone conclusion, but they peacefully elected 17-year-old Mikhail Romanov, son of the powerful Patriarch of Moscow and great-nephew of Ivan the Terrible's Tsarina, the much-loved Anastasia Romanova. The Romanovs had arrived. The First Romanovs, Michael I and Alexis I. Michael and his son Alexis I ruled without notable incident over a Russia still essentially medieval and culturally far more aligned with the East than the West. Court life was formal and rooted in the traditions they had known under the Tatar Mongols. Women were separated from men in dedicated quarters called the Terim. While Russia actively expanded her borders east into the vast lands of Siberia, contact with neighboring countries to the west was minimal and limited to ambassadors and trade envoys. All of this was about to change. A new succession crisis. Alexis I died in 1672, leaving children from two marriages. The eldest, sickly Fyodor, son of Alexis and his first wife Maria Miloslavskaya, succeeded his father but died soon after, leaving no children of his own. A second succession crisis in less than 100 years now threatened Russia. Fyodor's brother Ivan was next in the line of succession, but he was an epileptic and looked likely to go the way of his brother. Their younger half-brother, however, from Alexis's second marriage to Natalia Naryshkina, was a much different child. Robust and healthy, a bright-eyed, quick, and curious 9-year-old, he seemed to many to be a much better choice for Tsar than his feeble half-brother. The 9-year-old's name was Peter. The succession crisis sharply divided the nobility, with the Naryshkins and the Miloslavskis both jockeying for power. Civil unrest loomed on the horizon. An uneasy truce was ultimately struck by Peter's half-sister, the Grand Duchess Sophia. Sophia was an extraordinary woman for her time, clever and ambitious, and she had managed to escape the traditional confines of the Terim. She was educated with Fyodor and far outstripped him in talent and brains. As his health deteriorated, she parlayed her position as his close confidant into one of power broker, championing the epileptic Ivan and the Miloslavskis. The Revolt of the Streltsy. After Fyodor's death, Sophia made a bid for power by galvanizing the support of the Streltsy, the rough-and-ready Kremlin musketeers, to force a compromise. Ivan and Peter would rule together as co-czars in Russia's first, but certainly not her last, tandem government. In reality, it was Sophia who would do the real ruling. She was proclaimed regent, and the double throne constructed for the boy czars features a secret window cut in the back of Peter's chair, through which Sophia whispered appropriate responses to him during ceremonial receptions with church officials and ambassadors. War games at Preobrazhenskaya. During his childhood, Peter was content to let Sophia do the talking. For his safety, Peter's mother brought him up in the suburbs of Moscow rather than the stifling world of the Moscow Kremlin. Peter grew up in the orderly suburban town of Preobrazhenskaya, home to many of Moscow's foreign merchants and trade envoys. Peter's favorite game was playing soldiers with local boys, and as they grew, the toy army's numbers swelled, the maneuvers became more serious, and the weapons increasingly sharper. These childhood friends would form the nucleus of Peter's future crack guards regiments, which he named after the town, his beloved Preobrazhensky Regiment. The grandfather of the Russian Navy. In Russia's own version of Abe Lincoln's wooden cabin, at Preobrazhenskaya, Peter found the ruins of a small seagoing boat on the banks of the river and restored it with the help of his foreign neighbors. From that time on, Peter was fascinated with sailing and navigation. This was just one of his many interests, but one which would have a profound effect on the future development of Russia. Soul power. In 1689, Sophia attempted to oust Peter in a palace coup. She was unsuccessful, thanks to Peter's boyhood friends who were now part of his very grown-up army. Peter won the day, and Sophia was sent to Novodevichy Convent, the traditional prison-slash-retreat of superfluous noblewomen in Russia. She was later joined by Peter's lackluster first wife, Yevdokia, who must have bored Sophia rigid. The sickly Ivan V retreated into obscurity and died in 1696, leaving only a daughter as his heir. At 17, Peter was Tsar of all the Russias, and he wasted no time in wielding his absolute power to implement the country's most radical transformation to date.